Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got Shane Tucker, who's the Chief Deputy, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, on the line with us now. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So good to have you. Well, man, we have a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of incidents, which is usually, you know, it's good for news. It's not good for the community, and I'd always rather take the community over the news, but here goes. We had a forest fire last week on Tuesday, I think it was. But luckily it was an area that was, you know, no houses really, no people, but the smoke and the proximity to I-10 was kind of an issue, right?
It certainly was. Anytime we have a fire like that, it's disconcerting, but particularly after the fire of April a couple of years ago, you know, that's kind of a sore subject for most of us in Santa Rosa County.
Right.
But fortunately, no homes were threatened. I'm not aware of any injuries or any damage like that. So that was handled by the firefighters and the Forest Service, and we're certainly grateful for those men and women for what they do for us.
We also had a kind of a smash and grab robbery at the Walgreens last Tuesday, right?
Well, we did, and that could probably best be described by the statute related to robbery by sudden snatching. Last Wednesday, about 1:30, we responded to the Gulf Breeze Walgreens. After receiving a report from the employees there of a robbery, evidently a suspect came up to the cashier with a small purchase, and when the cashier opened the drawer, the suspect reached over and snatched money out of the till and then fled the area on foot. So, you know, certainly we're looking for that and investigating that, but that does appear to be a robbery by sudden snatching.
That, I'm sorry, it's a serious crime, but it's such a funny title. That's robbery by sudden snatching. It seems like it'd be the name of some 90s alternative rock band. Sudden snatching taking the stage. So
hello, Milton.
That's right. We also had, and I think I'm not wrong about this, but I think this is now the second week we've had a road rage pistols drawn kind of incident.
I believe you're right. If I'm not mistaken, this is the second week in a row. Tuesday afternoon, our deputies were dispatched to a road rage type incident that occurred on Highway 90 near Ward Basin in East Milton. The complainant told deputies that he and his young children were driving on 90, and a woman pulled up in the adjacent lane to him. I believe it was at a stoplight. And pointed a pistol at him and made some kind of statement to the effect of, you know, don't mess with me. Those were not her exact words, but those are the radio-friendly words.
I was going to say, it sounds like you edited her a little bit, but okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, for the family-friendly programming.
Right.
The complainant was able to describe not only the suspect, but the firearm. There was some coloration of the firearm that made it maybe slightly unique.
Please tell me, or don't tell me, it was a pink camouflage Glock.
It was not. It was not.
Okay, just checking. Go ahead.
Those are surprisingly not all that uncommon.
That's right.
But we were able to locate the suspect a short while later, and she had in her possession a handgun that matched that description. So she was charged with aggravated assault. You know, this is precisely the kind of stuff that is not consistent with responsible gun ownership, and I think this is kind of a timely conversation. What with the constitutional carry law that's on the way. You know, I know the average gun owner probably doesn't need to hear this, but you know, guns are appropriate for self-defense, not for traffic disputes. And you know, you're going to get arrested when you pull this kind of garbage.
You know, that's a really great reminder, and everybody ought to be told this a bunch of times. If you brandish, it's what it's called. If you brandish a gun, and your life and limb or somebody else's life and limb is not at risk, being threatened, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we get that real clear for people. That is a crime.
That's a real good way to make sure that you are constitutionally prohibited from that point from possessing firearms.
That's right, too. As well as you're going to get a very, very limited selection of meals for a while, probably, too. Mm-hmm. You also had, and this is always very concerning news to me, but it is way, it's far too common. We had a domestic violence battery case, right?
We did. This was kind of unique and troubling all at the same time. Tuesday night, I believe it was, our deputies were dispatched to a home in the J area after we got called about a domestic disturbance. There had evidently been an altercation between the complainant and his live-in girlfriend, during which she allegedly tried to burn him with a pan of hot juice from ribs that had been cooking in the oven. She actually attacked him and struck him with the pan, and as he was trying to push her away from him, she reached out and grabbed him, and ultimately, with her fingernails, tore his scrotum.
He was
transported to a local hospital for those injuries, and the suspect, who had actually left the scene, was located later and arrested for felony battery, domestic violence related.
I didn't see we were going that direction. So okay, wow. On that note, hold on for just a second. Let's talk to Candy, who's got traffic on the fives.
I don't know what to say, except that it's time
for traffic on the fives, right?
you're the most watching an accident. This is Pinestead and Highway 29 in Pensacola, and it looks like, as we understand, there is a tractor trailer that was pulling a piece of heavy equipment. It got stuck. The right lane is blocked now. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre is closed just south of Coppell as they work on that drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy.
Now, what were you saying?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to switch subjects, I hope. We also, and again, weirdly, I think this is the second week in a row. Last week, we had a guy who was working on a truck, and it fell on him and killed him. We had not that same kind of thing, but we had a lumber truck incident this last week that wound up with somebody dying. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Monday morning, we had deputies get called about a severe accident that happened in Milton. Evidently, some workers were doing some kind of tree work and working with a log truck that was evidently full of logs. One of the workers was on the truck or near the truck when the logs, for whatever the reason, shifted and crushed him. It's my understanding that at the time first responders arrived on scene, he was still alive, but very shortly after that, he was pronounced deceased. You know, just another tragedy and a reminder of why it's so critical that you're just as careful as possible and aware of your surroundings when you're working around stuff like that.
Oh man, and it reminds me of all the
death consequences.
Yeah, all the times we had a conversation with Ryan Jenkins about, you know, farm implements and the dangers and how, you know, a moment you lose your focus for a moment and it could be an arm, a leg, or your entire life. The last thing, at least in terms of news events, was you had a suspicious person that you guys had to deal with last week that turned out to have, what happened here?
Well, Monday night, just after 10 o'clock, we received a call from a citizen. Her and her children had just returned to their home in Milton and noticed a man followed them in the yard and he was acting rather erratically. She didn't know who he was, but she knew she'd seen him in the neighborhood before. But his behavior was odd. She actually told deputies that he tried to get in her house. He went to the front door and tried to open her door. So she did the smart thing. She didn't get out of her car, and she called the sheriff's office. We got on scene and located him just a couple of houses away. He matched the description that he gave and the complainant gave, and he was indeed behaving erratically. And ultimately, he was searched, and he had in his possession methamphetamine, heroin, and a rather realistic-looking BB pistol.
Hmm.
So he was arrested and charged accordingly.
The last thing I wanted to bring up with you is you and I saw each other last week at the Pre-Ridge Connector opening, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the two things. Number one is speed enforcement on that road at 35 miles an hour, which is too low, but then again is... I understand with the neighborhoods in that vicinity and what will be there eventually. You guys have been enforcing that. As I'm told, you've been enforcing that fairly aggressively, at least in the beginning. And then the second part is the value of that road to your deputies.
Well certainly the value of that road for a first responder is going to be enormous. You know, prior to that connector, there were two real ways to get to Hamilton Bridge and then all the neighborhoods located on Hamilton Bridge, either from the East Spencerfield side or from the Glover Lane Dogwood side, and those are miles apart. You know, and if you're coming from the north, certainly you could come off Berry Hill down Windham. But from a first response standpoint, that it could take a long time to get if a deputy were in Pace and you know, got a call to somewhere on Hamilton Bridge towards Milton. It could be quite a lengthy response time. So we're really excited about being able to get to folks who need us a lot faster. As far as the enforcement goes, as you know, we don't have anything to do with the setting of speed limits.
Right.
You know, it's our job to keep people safe, to enforce those speed limits. And you know, I know traffic enforcement is something that, you know, there's really two camps, and people switch from those camps. You know, people are really aggravated that we do traffic enforcement, and they ask why we don't have anything better to do, or the people that complain that people are speeding through their neighborhood, and people will jump back and forth. The bottom line is usually tens of thousands of people a year die on American highways and roadways because of speeding and negligent driving, and that's why we do it. That's
right.
Why we enforce traffic, and that's to keep people safe. You know, it doesn't do us any good to open up new roads and alleviate commute times only to present a bigger danger to people. So we're going to be out there educating people and just trying to keep our citizens and motorists safe.
And that's the consistent message that I hear everybody from, you know, from the chief to the sheriff, to, you know, both sheriffs and everybody else, is it's the most preventable form of damage to life and property if we can just get people to slow down and obey the red lights, you know, and just do the traffic things, and also not brandish guns at each other when they're driving. I mean, you know, those are side elements, but still important elements of all of this. Shane Tucker, he's the chief deputy of Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. As always, chief, thank you for the time and what you do to keep us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 821 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about that next vehicle? Let me recommend Frontier Motors. Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them in part for the same reason, which is because they fit that profile of, you know, good money management when it comes to cars, which is, you know, buy a car that's a year or two old, so it's like new, and then drive it until the wheels fall off. I have done this with an Accord to 330,000 miles. I'm doing it now with my Civic to 190, I think I've got on there. We did this with we had a Grand Caravan for 15 years from when we bought for our kids that we traded up for the Honda Odyssey, the one we bought from Frontier, and we drove that forever, you know, until it was time to let that car go. So buy the car and then, you know, go to Frontier, buy the car, and then you don't have to see them again for 10 or 15 years. That's always kind of the goal, even though they're fantastic, okay? Now, if you want to come back in 2 or 3 years and trade up, you can do that too, okay? But look, it is a great place to buy good quality, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices, cars that will last. And that's why I say Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Life After 50 Expo is Friday at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Center. Learn what seniors need to know at this free event. HappeningNextDoor.com for more. The annual Pensacola Kids Fishing Clinic is Saturday at Maritime Park. Registration begins at 8:30. The first 350 kids, ages 5 to 15, accompanied by an adult, get free instruction and a fishing combo. See Pensacola.fish for more info. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, afternoons at 11. Before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Look, Lieutenant. I'd just really like to hear about the NIB sometime.
You've got security clearance. You can read about it.
Good morning, 825, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Candy has traffic on the fives. Candy?
Sure. Accident southbound on Highway 29, south of Pinestead. It has the right lane blocked. Use caution there, 437-1620. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Closing arguments are scheduled to start today in the civil trial where writer E. Jean Carroll is accusing former President Trump of rape and defamation. Trump denying wrongdoing, claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. Fallen firefighters were honored on Sunday at the annual National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. The ceremony at the National Fire Academy paid tribute to 144 firefighters killed in the line of duty, 79 in 2022, 65 from previous years. And President Biden's approval rating hitting a career low, 36%. That, according to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, which reflects a 6% point drop from February.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 826 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're working on a home improvement project, trying to fix things up or expand or actually building a house, Pensacola Hardware. Listen, you may be familiar with certain hardware stores and you go to them all the time. Okay. I understand. We're creatures of habit. I get it. Just one time. Go to Pensacola Hardware. Prove me wrong.
I'm here to tell you.
Like, go and look at the housewares in the front. And then go and look at the hardware and the safety gear and all the things. And then ask a couple of questions. Because one of the things that really makes them stand out is not just the what they have, but the who they have. Ask them a question. Put them to the test. See if they know how to fix it, how to do it, how to do it better, how to do it smarter, right? Because they will. And what you'll find, well, you come away from it thinking, oh, my God. All this time, and I could have been using this resource. That's what you're going to think. So just try it one time, okay? Go to Pensacola Hardware and prove me wrong, okay? Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. 827, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Interesting handful of stories came out over the weekend about the United Methodist Church, of which I was raised in the United Methodist Church. My mom was the choir director, and my dad was the pastor, and he's still ordained as the United Methodist pastor. He lives out in Denver, but, you know, in Michigan. And, you know, I've seen small churches. I've seen big churches. Here's the background on this. The United Methodist Church is going through a church split, a semi-involuntary one, weirdly, because over the issue of homosexuality, okay? Because the actual standard, okay, the Book of Discipline is what it's called. If you read paragraph 304, when it talks about who's supposed to be ordained in the clergy, it says, while persons set apart by the church for ordained ministry are subject to all frailties of the human condition, true, and the pressures of society, true, they are required to maintain the highest standards of holy living in the world, true. The practice, here's the relevant part, the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching, period. Therefore, self-avowed practicing homosexuals are not to be certified as candidates, ordained as ministers, or appointed to serve in the United Methodist Church. So you're not supposed to have openly gay clergy, right? I mean, they're not supposed to be practicing. They can be gay. They just can't be practicing. They can't be having sex. Okay, that's the key distinction, which is, by the way, a distinction that the Catholic Church makes. And, you know, having an orientation is not the issue. Having a desire set is not the issue. It's acting on it, right? Then it also says in paragraph 340, ceremonies that celebrate homosexual union shall not be conducted by our ministers and shall not be conducted in our churches. So you're not supposed to do gay weddings. Well, the problem is that's the standard for the United Methodist Church. But particularly in the West, and particularly in larger cities, but especially in the West, you know, Colorado, that vicinity, it's for decades been the opposite, that, you know, you have openly gay pastors and you have doing either civil unions back in the day or marriages today. And so the churches who are disaffiliating today are the ones who are saying, the conservative churches who are saying, you guys aren't following our rules that we're supposed to believe in. You are openly disavowing the book of discipline that we are supposed to all believe in. We cannot stay in fellowship with you because you will not reform your practice. And if you change the rules, we would have to leave, but you're not changing your practice, which is the same as us not being able to affiliate with you. And the numbers are huge. You know, a third to 40% right now have already left the church of the congregations in the U.S. and locally as well. Okay, locally in southern Alabama and in Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Chaos and upset in Texas and the southern border 3 days before Title 42 ends. With 8 migrants dead, mostly Venezuelans, after a driver plowed a Land Rover into them near a Brownsville shelter. Police say the Hispanic driver is not cooperating. Florida Congressman Corey Mills calling for the extension of Title 42, with over 70,000 migrants crossing the border last week.
So I think that we could put Title 42 back in place, and I would say even permanently, until the actual invasion does stop.
On Fox and Friends, last night a vigil for the 8 dead in the outlet mall shooting that shattered people's safety in Allen, Texas. Donald Trump will not testify in his defense, with closing arguments today in the civil defamation case. Writer E. Jean Carroll claims Trump raped her in the 90s and then defamed her by saying it didn't happen. Trump has claimed she made the story up to boost sales of her memoir. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It is 8:31. Right now, we've got 74 degrees here in Pensacola. It is mostly cloudy. Beachfront property owners in Perdido Key are going to have to start removing signs. That's after an ordinance limiting beachfront signs to one per property at the Dune Line was passed by Escambia County Commissioners last week. The Perdido Key Association was not in favor of that change.
Reducing the number of signs identifying privately owned beaches from the 3 currently allowed is a concern for many Perdido Key beachfront property owners. A beach sign pretty much looks much the same, whether it's public or private. One sign 10 foot from the dune line, as indicated in the proposed ordinance, will be interpreted by many beachgoers as the boundary of private ownership, with the rest of the beach open to public use.
That is Perdido Key Association President Charles Krupnik, and several area residents spoke in favor of the change, saying the beach should be open for anyone to enjoy. The legal battle continues over whether a 75-foot easement in the deeds of many Perdido condos actually makes those beaches public. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh maintains that it does. For now, the ordinance limiting signage passed unanimously. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says a suspect was shot after a standoff at a home on the 4700 block of Helton Lane. That happened on Sunday evening. Deputies say the suspect had taken a hostage and threatened deputies and bail bondsmen. Deputies initially responding to serve felony warrants. After that standoff, deputies say the suspect was shot and killed as he attempted to leave with the hostage at knife point. The victim has been taken to was taken to a local hospital. Right now, no update on their condition. FDLE still investigating. Thrift Shoppers celebrated the opening of a new store in Cantonment over the weekend. The Back to the Rack thrift store opened its doors recently. Their main goal, they say, is to help folks that are hurting because of the current rate of inflation. And they say they like to help people that need it. They encourage people in need to talk to them if they need help. And some of the proceeds from that store benefiting local church missions and the Wounded Combat Veterans Organization. The countdown clock ticking for Governor DeSantis to announce his expected presidential run now that the legislative session is over. Barry University's Sean Foreman says former President Trump, though, still leading in the polls. But he says DeSantis can now tout all the conservative-friendly laws that were passed.
DeSantis's star is less bright today than it was right after the election, but he's still in a good spot to launch a national campaign and talk about his accomplishments in Florida.
And the governor has a busy travel week ahead. He'll be headed to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa this week, where he'll no doubt be discussing the 6-week abortion ban and the expansion of the parental rights in education law. A 54-year-old Milton man killed in a crash on State Road 87 over the weekend in Santa Rosa County. That happened at the intersection with Hickory Hammock Road Saturday afternoon. FHP says a pickup truck ran a red light and hit the sedan driven by the victim. Two other people suffered minor injuries in that crash. FHP says charges are pending after a traffic homicide investigation is wrapped up. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Sure do. 29 and Pine, let me find my little notes here. 29 southbound, just south of Pinestead. Tractor trailer pulling a piece of heavy equipment on a low boy got stuck. The right lane is blocked there. East Bay Boulevard and Navarre still closed through the rest of the month as they work on the drainage project. Traffic tips next, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a small chance at a stray shower, 20% chance of rain with a high near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 70s. For Tuesday, another beautiful and nice humid day, 84 degrees for your high, 30% chance of a few stray showers. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you, Brooke. 77, mostly cloudy in Pensacola. 75 reported in Gulf Breeze. And also 75 in Milton.
Home Outlet has the new quality in-stock products you need to keep your project on time and the prices to keep you on budget. Refresh your bath with the Denmark Solid White Vanity, including a marble top and 3-inch backsplash, just $214 each. Add a Geneva freestanding bathtub, value priced at $899 each. Visit your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet for the guaranteed lowest price on the products you need to reimagine your bath space. Or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And your money now this morning. The market not changing much at the opening bell. The Dow Jones is down 701 at 33,667.37. The S&P 500 is up 188 at 41,38.13. The NASDAQ down this morning 1,472 at 12,220.69. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate up today at 3.51%. And gold prices also up 450 at $2,029.30. Silver prices down 9 cents, though, at $25.84. Coming up this week, we'll get several reports on the economy, including the Consumer Price Index, which keeps track of inflation. That's due out on Wednesday, the Producer Price Index on Thursday, and unemployment report due out on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calling for Congress to do its job so the White House doesn't have to consider emergency options to avoid default of the nation's debt. She was on ABC's This Week. Yellen said it's the responsibility of Congress to raise the debt ceiling and called the 14th Amendment a constitutional crisis. And the Writers Guild of America still on strike. That began after their contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired last week. The guild representing writers of film, TV, and streaming media. And they've been in talks for several weeks calling for improved compensation because of the streaming era. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Candy. We got, there we go. All right. We got, today, I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm curious. I'm always like, you know, what's going to happen? That's the way I like to approach this segment. We're going to talk about frivolous things that aren't in the news.
I hate that part.
And I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm kind of curious. What's the urban legend that, you know, it's not true, but you still always kind of believed it, or at least you believed it for a while before you discovered that it wasn't true? I have so many. I have to admit, I have so many. But is there an urban legend that you you kind of believed for a while, but you know it's really not true? But maybe even it still scares you or something, even though you know it's false.
I know why you're bringing this up. But...
Oh, and why?
Oh, because of what happened? Like last, I had a spider fall out of my hair.
Oh. No.
And I still made it to work, and I didn't get sick or pass out. I still made it to work that morning.
I wasn't even thinking about that. But good
then
story.
I didn't, because I'm not gross.
It didn't
gross.
Happen, because she wouldn't have that at all.
Oh, my gosh. It scared me. But you hear that one of, like, the spider, but it laid eggs in the bun of the lady.
Oh,
and it
gross.
Bit her
no,
or whatever,
yes.
So.
I've heard. I don't need to know more.
Okay. But no, the one I always thought was true was the Pop Rocks and Soda Pop, and that you could die doing it, because Mikey did.
Yeah,
he did
that's
not.
Right. Mikey totally
Mikey
died.
Mikey eats everything, died
right.
Eating Pop Rocks.
And you don't want to be Mikey who eats everything and dies from Pop Rocks
right,
and
Soda Pop.
Or Mentos. Same okay. One. You don't want to eat, that'll kill you. It won't.
I don't know if it will.
No, it won't.
I know the Pop Rocks and Soda Pop won't, but
there
it's
you
like
go.
You're
rah!
It's pretty funny if you try to do it.
437-1620, 437-1620. What's your urban legend, scary story, however you conceive of this thing? You know, what did you really believe?
What about you?
I'll tell you the one. Okay, so I'm embarrassed to say it, but the one that, and I heard it in college.
Yes.
In fact, I can vividly remember, I forget everything. Like, there are so many things. Like, why do I remember that and I can't remember this other thing? You know, but I can vividly remember the party I went to in college. It was a Halloween party, and it was either at that party or it was shortly thereafter, so I connected the two in my head. Somebody told me the kidney story. You
the
know,
kidney
they're
story.
They're gonna drug you, and they're gonna, you know, you're gonna wake up in a bathtub full of ice with a phone and an instruction that says call 911, and you're gonna call, and then you're gonna turn out that they harvested your kidney and or kidneys or whatever,
right.
and you know, and you're gonna die if you don't call. And I'm like, I'm gonna be careful what I drink.
Right, you want all your organs.
Right, and yeah, I don't want to wake up in a bathtub full of ice, missing my kidney. So there, that was the one that I believed for a long time. 437-1620, 437-1620. I have other ones that. The gang members will shoot you if you flash your lights at them.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm, it's not true. But, you know, and that one was especially problematic because I grew up in Chicago. And being a good citizen as I was, I thought my job was always to warn all the other unsuspecting motorists that,
no, same.
Hey, the fuzz is out up ahead, brother. Back in my, I wasn't as yet a Christian or a conservative or law abiding in a lot of ways. And so, you know, this is the collective of speeders as we help each other out. And I actually flashed my lights one time, and I got pulled over for it when I was a kid. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, man.
It's funny. I got just a warning.
What
know?
Are you doing? It was a mistake, officer.
I don't know, officer. I thought it's just making sure they were on. You know, just making sure they were on. It's 843 on News Radio 92.3. What do we got here? Let's see. My dad always told me that if I wash my car, it would go faster. And I thought the same concept would apply if I shave my legs. I am still very slow. That's awesome.
Oh, that's so funny.
And you know what's funny, though, about that is there is one environment or situation in which shaving your legs does make you go faster: swimming.
I have I've heard that.
Well, and it's and as I understand it, that's not really because you go faster, that but it gives you better feel for the water, having the fresh, because your skin's more sensitive.
Sure.
So you have more sensitivity to your skin, but that's, you know, not the same thing. It's not like aerodynamics. This is great. If you pee in the pool, the water turns different colors to identify you. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. That's totally true, though.
Shark, who passed away, he would always invite us to go over to his
Shark
apartment.
Was the best.
And he was the best, but we would go over to swim in his pool, and we would all bring, like, blue food coloring. Because he would get so, I can't believe anybody would do this. And it's like, we're totally not. Get out. Get out.
That's awesome.
Because it dissipates, and
that's
it's fine,
right.
But boy,
everything dissipates in the water.
May he rest in peace.
My wife thinks a cat can steal your breath while you're sleeping.
Oh, I heard that.
Well, that's the most mild thing a cat can do while you're asleep.
That's accurate.
Let's see. There was a Rod Stewart one involving stomach pumping.
No.
Okay. All right. I don't know that one.
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, I think I do remember that
one. You do remember that one. I'll tell you off air.
Shouldn't have read that text.
No. Thanks, Don.
Oh, somebody. The fuzz. Really?
The fuzz. Andrew? I know. That's why I heard it. How old are you?
Well, at the time.
I'm sorry.
5'0", man.
If you shave your gams, you can swim faster.
Multiple people are getting me on the fuzz thing.
The fuzz. Really, Andrew?
Well, it's called a Fuzzbuster.
They did call them Fuzzbusters, sure.
See?
Hey, cheese it, gang. Here comes the fuzz. Oh, raspberries. How old are you?
Oh, man. Organ stealing was the topic of one of the 911 shows last week. Oh, okay. All right. I mean, you know, anything can be made. 437-1620. My dad used to tell me that drinking coffee would stunt my growth. I was taller than him by the time I got to middle school because of the coffee, you know, obviously. All right, Candy, tell him about traffic. Oh, actually, before you do that, if you got a plumbing issue, Barberry plumbing, you know, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, you got to flush the toilet and it makes a sound in the wall. That's not good. It's not supposed to do that. And it won't heal. Plumbing problems don't heal themselves. Like, if it's a problem and then it's not a problem anymore, that's a problem. Like, it's gotten worse, okay? Call Barberry Plumbing. They'll fix it. 477-8782. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Can I read this text? My parents told my brother and I that if you play with your belly button, your arms, legs, and head will fall.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Bet you didn't play with your belly button.
I know, right? It's all good. Highway 29 southbound.
At least they won't go blind.
Why do you do that? South of Pinestead, tractor trailer pulling a piece of heavy equipment is stuck. The right lane is blocked. That's 29 southbound, south of Pinestead, and East Bay Boulevard, Navarre closed. South of Coppola is part of the drainage project. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The fuzz is something my dad, a cop, would say. I don't know where it came from either. The fuzz. It sounds like it sounds like the kind of thing I would have said when I was in high school and just barely had it. We only use 10% of our brains. This one, I had never verified this, but, you know, the dead body hanging in the forest in The Wizard of Oz apparently isn't true.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay, there you go. But the, let's just say the overtly masculine symbolism of the spires on the Little Mermaid Palace are true.
I know what you're talking about.
That is, there's a reason they replaced that cover art. Watermelon seeds don't grow in your stomach. There's no razor blades in the candy. And I think that's all. And you can't die from the Mentos. And we don't only use 10% of our brains. I mean, some of you do.
No. Well, I do.
You don't.
Everybody's like, she's right.
437. And of course, this follow up on the play with your belly button. Of course, my brother told his teacher. And of course, there was a teacher conference. Oh, that's all of the shared collective knowledge on the playground was all false. Everything that none of us knew about anything. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hey, if you are an employer and you love figuring out benefits, payroll, HR, you know, health, dental, vision, life, all that stuff, then great, do it. Wonderful. If that's your treat time, great, do it. If not, why don't you hire somebody or just contract with somebody who does like to do that? Torgerson Causey. They're weird. They like to do that. And they're really good at it. How do I know? We had a different service before. We switched to them 5 or 6 years ago. Big upgrade. Seriously, big upgrade in service level, number of plans, alternatives, like everything across the board. Like we didn't know we had it bad until we had it good. Well, we got it good now, okay? So if you'd like to do well by your employees and give them some options that they don't have and maybe take a load off of your plate, give them a call. Totally no obligation to look at what you're doing. Torgerson Causey, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
ECUA's free recycling coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collection, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report, a problem feature, to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy these past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You will need an expert to help you. Listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News, to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discussing current real estate conditions. That's this morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
For 2023, the recreational season will be the longest ever since the state has undertaken management, and it will total 70 days. So that's 2 weeks longer than last year's total.
Big news. We'll take it. More snapper than we've ever had since taking over the state fishery management. That's fantastic news. It came out last week, and I know all the fishermen are super happy about that. And, you know, I share your joy having gone out on a charter one time when it was just out of snapper season and catching like two or three and having to put them back. Like, oh, dang, no. Oh, well. Well, the boys caught two or three. One other thing I was going to – oh, we've had some follow-up on the United Methodist Church thing, and you know, I was raised in it. I am no longer. You know, it's been a long time since I was a Methodist. But one of the things I had somebody talking about was it's not only the issue of homosexuality. It is that issue in the context of whether God's guidance changes over time, you know, whether the scripture is fixed and forever, or whether, for example, you know, things that are true for the Jews under the Old Testament regime, you know, like don't mix your crops, it's that same thing when it comes to sexuality under the New Testament, or even under, you know, sort of today versus 2,000 years ago under the New Testament. And then also, you know, within that, to what degree do you have limits against, for example, openly practicing ordination of gays and also sanctioning of marriages or unions between people? And again, the church split, which a lot of local, I mean, I was surprised to see how many. I don't have numbers of congregants. I just have numbers of parishes or numbers of churches. And it's like 35 to 40% in the panhandle across Florida, in Alabama, churches that are leaving because the what I would call liberal or, you know, maybe larger. It's typically larger versus smaller congregations, you know, rural versus urban in my history. And if you look at some of the places here locally that are leaving, it's the ones that are in Cantonment and Gonzales and Milton that are leaving. And, you know, First United Methodist Church is not leaving. So you kind of see some of the split there. Anyway, they're not living, the ones that are staying are not in practice with the traditional belief, and the ones that are leaving are saying we're not in fellowship with you. Anyway, just I'd gotten some texts on that, and I wanted to add a little bit of nuance to that description of why things are happening. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3. All right, so I told you twice before during the show how I thought that the though I am not a monarchist, I still enjoyed the ceremony. I think it's a beautiful ceremony. There's something about, you know, when you've been a monarchy for over 1,000 years, you know, you celebrate better than those upstarts across the pond, right? We do boring. We don't do pageantry very well in the United States. But I will say this, and I probably shouldn't do this, but it's okay. I can't stop myself. Number one, the gifting of the objects to me was simultaneously amazing and hilarious.
Receive this orb, set under the cross, and remember always that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ.
Now, I like that one. I like the orb with the cross on top of it. But then the holy glove?
Receive this glove that you may hold authority with gentleness and grace, trusting not in your own power, but in the mercy of God.
And I didn't understand just the one glove. Like, Johnny Cochran's got a say in this? I didn't, you know, it seemed like you got a rod, you got a scepter, you got a sword, another sword, another sword, and the orb and all that. But, and this is the part that maybe I shouldn't do this, but I can't stop myself now. So part of the ceremony was to have all of the representatives of other Christian faiths, other Christian organizations, you know, Catholic, for example, come in and give part of the benediction. And they were all fine. They were wonderful, you know.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Good, good.
The Lord protect you in all your ways.
Good, a woman.
The Lord give you hope and happiness that you may inspire all your people in the imitation of his unchanging love.
Outstanding. You even had a longer, I think this was the Catholic.
May God pour upon you the riches of his grace, bless you, and keep you in his holy fear.
Absolutely. And then, I cannot have been the only one, okay? I cannot have been the only one to have this reaction to the last one.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
I'm just saying, it reminded me of a movie.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Candy, you watched this. You actually got up to watch it. Did you have the same reaction?
I did. That whole accent, I swear it did. It reminded me of that movie, Princess Bride. Marriage. Yeah, I was like, except he didn't have the lisp or
know,
whatever.
But
yeah.
I couldn't unhear it as soon as I had heard it.
Same
and
exact
the
accent.
The blessing of God Almighty.
Okay.
Marriage, that blessing.
Aww. Can't you hear? I can hear it.
I know.
I thought the same thing.
I absolutely can. I thought, are they messing with us? No, that's just how he talks. 8:56 on News, but it was a beautiful ceremony. And again, one of the things about this ceremony that I appreciate, I appreciate this about the royal weddings. I appreciate this about, you know, even big, extravagant American weddings, which I'm not a fan of them financially. You know, I get that a lot of people go into great debt for these weddings, and it's really a bad move. Be better off, you know, having your house paid off or at least paid for, you know, big down payment. Anyway, but the point of the ornate, extravagant, opulent wedding and or coronation is a reminder of heaven. You know, heaven's going to look like this. God's on a big throne. You know, like, there are things about heaven that are magnificent, streets of gold and, you know, all that. So there is something about that, the high church, even though I'm not a high church member, that is appealing to me, that I respect and admire and enjoy. It's a transcendent. It puts you in a different frame of mind rather than when you just go to the schoolhouse church. You know, it's different, okay? Anyway, sorry, I got a little long-winded there. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing a lot. Pinestead Road and Highway 29 showing an accident. It looks like the right lane is blocked. South Fairfield and Highway 98 showing an accident, but that's not blocked. And Whiting Field Circle and 87. Accident there, slowing things down, but not blocked. So certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody here texts in and says, I think the entire royal pageantry of the king and queen is extremely pompous, but did I watch it? You bet your butt I did. Right. I mean, it's a thing, right? It's a show, and it's a beautiful show. Even if you disagree with the premise, it's still a beautiful show. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, listen, Christina Leavenworth. That's it. We're done. No, just, but seriously, like, not just for selling, because you know I talk about her selling all the time, and that's true. She's a fantastic seller of real estate. Like, you'll get your house sold in a couple of days at a good price, perhaps above list price. Like, she's a genius at figuring out all this stuff. That's why she's so good at the buying side. And I know you might think of her more as a seller's agent, but on the buying side, she knows exactly what sellers want, what sellers will do, how sellers think. And so she knows how to make the right offer that's going to get accepted, to make the right application, like all of that stuff, like when there's wiggle room, when there's not wiggle room. That expertise, that consulting expertise and advice is part of what you get with her. And, I mean, genuinely, that's very, very useful. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. 859, time for a quick future news with Candy, where we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Thank you for that. Will the U.S. president ever go to a coronation of a British king?
Yes.
I'm going to still say no. But, you know, we're probably going to have another one in 10 or 15 years. You would figure something like that. So we'll find out at that point.
Last weekend, then.
When everything is said and done, what percentage of the Methodist Church will split off?
40%.
Yeah, I think it's close to 40 now. I think it'll get to 50 probably by the end of the year.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News.